Good afternoon. I'm Linda Dow. We welcome two guests today. Sadie Brule and Janet Duncan are members of Climate Network Lanark, and they're here to explain a new initiative, the Climate Concierge Project. Hi, Sadie and Janet. How are you today?
Good. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. So, Sadie, let's start with you as the project coordinator. What is the Climate Concierge Project all about?
So the Climate Concierge Project it's a pilot program. We want to reach out to community members that own single-family homes and small businesses and give them the information and expertise that they might need for retrofitting their home or their business.
Okay. Now, what was the driving force behind this initiative?
Well, our goal at Climate Network Lanark is to see greenhouse gases cut in half by 2030. So a big part of the cost of greenhouse gases in Lanark are buildings. So we want to help people retrofit, not only to cut these greenhouse gases, but also to help people lower costs of living and create a more comfortable space for themselves.
Okay, and the main objective of this then, you said, is to cut greenhouse gases. And so in what way are you trying to get this organized in the Almont area? I know there's a pilot project going on there. What's the objective to all that then?
Well, yeah, so we started with the pre-pilot in Almont in December of last year. The goal is to create eventually a long-term program where we can help as many people as we can to reach their climate goals. But basically, like I said, it's just to make sure people are able to connect with other members of the community who are doing similar retrofits. Mm-hmm. And connect them with the right tradespeople, connect them to people that have this kind of information to get all these kinds of retrofitting. It can become, unfortunately, really complicated. The grants, there are several grants available. And as I'm sure you can imagine, just getting into the grant process, and it's a long-term process, and some people can be discouraged, and we want to make sure that that's not the case. Okay. We want to make sure that people can navigate this process as seamlessly as possible.
Okay, and we'll sort of do a breakdown of that in a few minutes, but I want to bring Janet in here at this point. And Janet, how are you involved with the project now?
So I'm on the board of Climate Network Lanark, but I'm also one of the members of this pre-project, and it's called a cluster.
Okay.
And it's hugely beneficial because it's all basically neighbors and friends, people who, in this case, showed an interest early. And of course, there's a whole, as Sadie was saying, it's very complex. It starts with an audit of your house, and then then you go on to making a decision about how you're going to proceed, and then how you're going to apply for the rebate, and there is actually a no interest loan offered. And so for some of us, that's a maze that we might never have undertaken. So it's been a real pleasure working with this group because we have everybody in the range. We have one person who's completely installed. The only thing he has to do and his family have to do is apply for the grant. And it's a wonderful situation. And he said his power has gone down in cost because he had some electric heating. So we've learned from him. We have another family who thought they were going to go ahead with this project, but discovered it doesn't apply to water-based systems. And so now they're installing a heat pump, but it's going to be going into a well. And now they've done all the research. It's fabulous. That goes with it. And they're going to use their money to replace the windows in their house. So they've learned a lot about the process and shared that with us. Another group is still working on how they could possibly do this because their house is so cut up that they're not sure where the heat pump would go or whether they might need more than one. And so that a whole complete process. And another family are at the point of applying for the $40,000 no interest loan, which is, as Sadie says, very complex. complex. So it's been a real pleasure for me. I, on the other hand, am still at the audit process.
Okay. So this audit now, once you decide that this is the way you want to go, do I understand this right? You have to get an audit first?
Yes, that's correct. But we have three or four local people in this whole of Lanark County who do this very competently and have done it for years. And they're very, very helpful. So the little cluster says, well, here's three names.
Okay.
And we give our personal recommendation and we can go from there.
Right. So just as you know, what I'm hearing you both saying is that we have a target, right, to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 50% by what, 2030?
Yep.
Right.
So the issue is that we're using fossil fuels to heat our homes, correct?
Yes.
So as CNL or Climate Network Lanark sees it, is that, and they recommend that we convert to using electric heat pumps instead of oil, gas, and propane and such, correct?
Yes.
Okay. But that we really don't know that much about heat pumps. This is where the Concierge Project comes in.
That's exactly right.
Do I have that all right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. So we have the neighborhood clusters, groups of people that help people understand, that don't understand that much about heat pumps, help guide them through the situation on who to contact, you know, contractors, that kind of thing. Is that right?
That's right. The other thing too is, while heat pumps are definitely one of our main projects right now, we want we focus on all kinds of retrofitting. So installation, solar panels, changing windows and doors.
Okay.
Yes, and we want to make sure people have access to, there are a lot of grants available for all these things.
Is there?
We want to make sure people have, yes. And they're not really well known, so we want to make sure people know about them and utilize them, excuse me.
Great. So let's for a minute, and you can both speak to this if you like. What would you say to convince people of the benefits of, let's take heat pumps first and let's talk about the Concierge Project second? Okay, heat pumps first. Sarah, the benefits of heat pumps.
Sadie.
Oh, sure. So a heat pump.
Sorry, Sadie.
Yeah, it's all good. A heat pump can save up to $10,000 in your lifetime if you make the switch. Like we've been mentioning, there are available grants and loans so you're able to do that. They provide better space heating for your home in the winter, and they also work as air conditioning type.
Well, they do in the summer.
Yes, so there's a two-in-one.
Fantastic.
They're a low carbon option to cool your home, and they obviously reduce your carbon footprint. And they are 300 to 500% more efficient than heating with gas.
What percentage more efficient?
300 to 500%, depending on the heat pump.
Well, that's a big jump. Oh, 300 to 500%. Okay, and they're clean, right? It's a clean kind of energy.
Yes, they're electric.
Right, right. So it's cost effective, and it's good for the environment, and it's clean.
It's clean. It increases the value of your home. It reduces maintenance requirements. There's just all benefits.
Sounds like a no-brainer. Now, what about you, Janet?
Well, recently there's been an article that I just stumbled upon, and it's heat pumps are taking off like unbelievably.
And
the reason is, and this is what I wanted to emphasize, it's been so hot, and what they've discovered is, and they're putting their heat pumps in now to get the air conditioning benefit from
is that right?
Because their air conditioners have, you know, given up and they're ready to be replaced, and then of course they're going to get the benefit of the heat in the winter. So that was very surprising to me. I expected people would be really focused on the heat aspect of it, but apparently the air conditioning aspect of it has been really drawing people towards the program. Yep.
And talk about those grants for a minute. Like how much money is in the grant if you switch to a heat pump?
Well, for me, because I have an oil furnace and it's pretty close to a couple of years from its full life, it's $5,000. And then it's apparently another $5,000 for people with an oil furnace because they're really trying hard to get us away from our mm-hmm. oil furnaces. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm really trying to focus on getting this audit done so that I can be ready when my furnace kicks the bucket.
Right. And another question I just thought of, it would probably affect your insurance on your house too, would it, if you got the oil tank out of there?
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, possibly. I haven't investigated that aspect of it. We would like the insurance people to get more involved in environmental issues, but I would be digressing if I went into that. Sorry.
Let's not get into that today. Where would our listeners find more information then about your project? Where would they go if they're interested in doing this?
So they can go to our website. It's www.climatenetworklanark.ca.
Okay.
And right on the main website, we have a little blurb about the project. But they can also reach out to me. And my email is sadie@climatenetworklanark.ca.
Okay, that's great. I want to thank you both very much. We're just about out of time, unfortunately. It's interesting. And good luck with the project. And we'll keep tabs on you, see how things are going. I just wanted to mention before we do go that Climate Network Lanark is asking residents of Lanark County to respond to the county's draft climate action plan. And the questionnaire can be found at climatenetworklanark.ca. And by the way, feedback is needed by August 28th. So I just thought I'd mention that before we go. August 28th is a deadline for that feedback on that questionnaire. And I think it's very important for us to do that. So thank you again, ladies. It was nice chatting with you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Linda.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great afternoon.